You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back, everybody, to Fritz and Friends, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Cheryl Fritz here, along with Mark Price. This is kind of fun. This is kind of like old home week for me. Talked with Bill Thompson a little earlier, and my nephew. I happen to know a lot of interesting folks. Jeff Hart is one of them. On the line with us now is Jeff Hart, who is a glass artist. His company is called Designs with Hart Studio. Good evening, Jeff. How are you?
Good evening, Cheryl. I'm doing just great, thank you. And yourself?
I'm doing very, very well. We're coming up on a holiday weekend here. Your story, and I have to tip off my dad for this, because we were talking about interesting people, and he said, Jeff Hart, you got to call Jeff. And I'm thrilled that he suggested that. Let's back up to you've been doing artwork with glass, basically stained glass is your medium, is that correct?
That's correct, dear.
For about 30 years, and you started in a family business that had nothing to do with stained glass. So let's go back to how you got started in stained glass.
Okay. About 35 years ago, my wife was attending the University of Toledo College for Art. And at that time, she was interested in a stained glass course that they were giving, but she was also, her major was in painting. And so she had signed up for this course, but when it came time to actually take the class, there were some conflictions with her other classes. So she asked me, since she'd already paid for the class and had it set up, if I would take the stained glass course and teach her, after I learned, what to do. So that started the ball rolling. And I fell in love with it, and when I came back with my skills of how to do this, she didn't.
So you can thank her for that, for not being able to take the class.
Right.
Now, and before then, you were in a family business, and because of the economic times, not unlike today, that wasn't working out for you, and you made a leap of faith into this new area to start a business.
Yes, I did. In 1980, my family closed or sold their business, which was a door manufacturing facility in Litchfield, Michigan, and I had worked for them for about 10 years, and I decided at that time, of course, again, economic times were very similar, and I decided at that time I was going to do something for myself, by myself, where I could concentrate totally on that. And so I ventured out into the stained glass. Of course, when you start something like this, mm-hmm. there's always a need to earn money, you know. And I'd saved some money, but I decided that what I would do is supplement by doing some other construction and things around the community. So that helped supplement me for a year or two until I finally got enough of a backlog of business that sustained me.
Now, before we go on, I want to make sure, I hadn't mentioned yet that Designs with Hart Studio is in Hillsdale, Michigan,
yes.
which is in southern Michigan. I want to make sure that people knew where to find you. What was then, you're starting this up, what was your first big project in stained glass?
My first largest project that I had was a church in Camden, Michigan, which is down right by the state line. At a United Methodist church, and the church had lost their church to a fire, and they built this new facility, and they wanted to hire me to design and construct all new stained glass windows for it. And so that was a wonderful challenge, and it was my first major project that I did, and that was about 1980, the middle of 1980. 20-some years ago already.
Now, how long had you been...
excuse me, 30.
How long had you been working in stained glass when you were commissioned to do this project?
I had been... of course, I worked privately before I did this as a business. I worked out of my home, okay. doing some pieces for our family, for myself, for some friends, probably about 3-4 years. And then, like I said, in 1980, when the business changed, our family business changed, then I decided to venture out on my own and make the stained glass business function. So,
and for 30 years or more, it's done that.
Yes, it has.
Do you find that? I mean, I know you're very talented. I've seen some of your work, but I mean, that's pretty amazing to have built this business up and have it be your full time job for this.
Yeah, I've been fortunate. Good work ethics and a lot of stick-to-itiveness, if you will. You know, because there's always times in businesses when things are not as good as other years, and we just stuck it out, and it's proven to be very good for us.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
You do a lot of restoration work for churches. You do a lot of original commissioned work.
Yes.
But restoration is what I imagine would be very challenging, because you're trying to match and make it look like it's as old as the original window.
Right. And that's probably the majority of my business. There are more churches that require that need than new churches, and so. I have worked on many, many churches across the state of Michigan and Ohio and Indiana, doing just that, taking out the windows, the old windows, and bringing them back to the studio and completely exploding them into segments, pieces, and do a full restoration so that when they go back in, they look, like the original window, except now their structure is all strong and good for another century, if you will.
Yeah, I'm thinking to myself with my eyes closed while you're talking about that process and then getting the window put back in safely.
Yes, yes. It can be a challenge at times. Some of them are very large, and usually windows are in segments. So you could have a wall of glass, theoretically a whole wall of glass, but if it was all made up of component pieces, that makes it much easier to handle. But there are some projects that we've done that have been quite complicated, because the original people that designed them and built them really much larger as an individual window than they should have. And consequently, the weight of these windows and age and wind load and rain and things like that over the centuries, or a century, 100 years, have caused those to settle or buckle and crack a lot of the glass. And getting them out of there can be a real challenge when they're very large.
Well, it takes an artist and quite somebody who very skilled to be able to make that happen.
Yes.
Jeffrey, where can people see your work? Is there a website?
I actually do not have a website. That's something I've considered doing, and I'm one of these older guys. That
You're not that old, Jeffrey.
I still does things in the old manners, but my main business is supported by word of mouth. I mean, just the projects, the immense amount of projects that I've done, people find out about me, and that's usually the contact. I do have, of course, the phone number here, which anyone's welcome to call, which is area code 517-439-1234. And then I do have a Heart Studio Gmail address, which would be heartstudio2@gmail.com. Generally what I do is, when people are interested in call, I will send them a packet of information with maybe a disc of photos, literature, etc.
Well, it's very good. It is stunning work. I have seen it, and another program we'll have to talk about the building you're working out of. That's an old school, because we've run out of time here.
Okay.
But Jeffrey Hart, Designs with Hart Studio in Hillsdale, Michigan. A pleasure to talk with you, and Happy New Year to you and your family.
Thank you, Cheryl. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you so much. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after these messages.